Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Good morning. It's time for another edition of Celtic Dawn. And in case you just missed Amanda Palmer's announcement, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, home of Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. like stars were flickering out. I dropped a berry in the stream, caught a little silver trout. When I laid it on the floor, went to
Dad on the inside reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy...
Well, that was interesting. It's a message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. I guess we cut that off a little short. You might want to take a look at that, Mr. Butchert, who does our automated PSAs. Thank you. Good morning. It's 8:26. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It was my pleasure this past Thursday to talk to Kate Chadbourne and Elizabeth Gray's class on Celtic folklore in the summer session about Celtic music. And so I played a couple of modern pieces. The first one was from The Toyne, which you've heard me playing, which features, quote, non-traditional instruments. Well, I have a problem with traditional instruments. The fiddle is supposed to be a traditional instrument, but if you've heard Lorena McKennitt sing about the last tree in Ireland, you'll realize from Elizabethan times onward, Ireland has not been a forested island like it was before. No, indeedy. And if we really want to go back, you can take a look in ancient Irish music at the remains that have been uncovered in Ireland. We do know that the harp was very ancient. There have been illustrations of people playing the timpan. Yes. And well, you know, kirtles made from cow's horns or sheep's horns, whatever was around, ram's horns would do. Yep. There were also various fine metal wrought pieces that have been recovered from bogs. Lovely sounding bells that chimed when struck together. Great war trumpets, yes. Wonderful bronze trumpets recovered from the Lake of Treasure in Northern Ireland. And you can still get those. But what did we hear? We heard Jack Talty and Cormac Begley doing Joe Baines and the Gypsy Princess. Those were both barn dances. And then no prizes for the next tunes they played because they were both reels and they have the name in them. Na Fir Bolg is the album. Yep, not the Fir Bolg, the one of the invaders of Ireland, yes. But before that, we heard Willie Kelly and Mike Rafferty with Donald Clancy doing The New Broom, an album that came out in 2009 with The View Across the Valley, Speed the Plow, then The New Broom and Ms. McLeod's. And we started off with Solace doing a set of jigs, Lucy Lockett's The Quiet Pint, The Sleepy Sailors, and then we heard that wonderful setting to music of the Yeats poem Wandering Angus. Well, I just recently got my hands on a DVD that had actually come out back in 2010 called The Way of the Morris. And it's the story of a filmmaker who realized that he grew up in the village of Atterbury, but he didn't dance. His dad did, but he didn't. So he goes back and he films and he talks about the influence of two albums, because the Atterbury Morris is not an unbroken tradition. When the men went off to fight in World War I, only one of the dancers came back, and he was probably saved because he was a mechanic, and they had him not in the trenches but behind the front lines. So we're going to hear something from this first album, which has never ever gone out and was a top seller. It's called Morris On. Thank you.
Now come all ye jovial fellows, come listen to me song. It is a little ditty, and it won't contain you long. It's of a fair young damsel, oh, she lived down in Kent. Arose one summer's morning, and she in hunting went.
With my fowl out to me la ta la, whack followed her all day. And what few nuts that poor girl had, she threw them all away.
Now it's of a brisk young farmer, was a ploughing of his land. He called unto his horses to bid them gently stand. As he sat down upon his plough, all for a song to sing, his voice was so melodious, it made the valleys ring.
With my fowl out to me ra-ta-la, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts that poor girl had, she threw them all away.
Now it's of this brisk young damsel, was nutting in the wood. His voice was so melodious, it charmed her as she stood. She could no longer stay, and what few nuts she had, poor girl, she threw them all away.
With my fowl to me round tal la, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts that poor girl had, she threw them all away.
Well, she came up to young Johnny as he sat on his plough. Said she, young man, I really feel I cannot tell you how. So he took her to some shady broom, and there he laid her down. Said she, young man, I think I feel the world go round and round.
With my fowl to me round tal la, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts that poor girl had, she threw them all away.
So come all ye local women, this warning by me take. Oh, if you should a nutting go, don't stay out too late. For if you should stay too late, for to hear that plough boy sing, you might of a young farmer to nurse up in the spring.
With my fowl out to me ralt out loud, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts that poor girl had, she threw them all away.
There was an old woman tossed up in a blanket 99 miles beyond the moon, and under one arm she carried a basket, and under t'other she carried a broom. Old woman, old woman, old woman, cried I, oh, whither, oh, whither, oh, whither so I? I'm going to sweep cobwebs beyond sky, and I'll be back with you by and by.
Good morning. It's 8:45. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. So that was Morrison. That album came out in 1972 and has never gone out of Island's catalog. But what it did do was inspire Morris troops to spring up all around the area. And then for people to discover Molly dancing, plow jigs, all sorts of other dances. and to realize that they all didn't have to do the official Cecil Sharp Morris dancing. No, indeedy. So by the time Ashley Hutchings got the idea of doing a follow-up to Morrison, because the main players on Morrison were John Kirkpatrick on vocals, the various accordions, Anglo concertina, harmonium, tambourine. Richard Thompson was there on vocals and electric guitar. Barry Dransfield provided the fiddle, vocals, and acoustic guitar. Ashley did vocals and bass guitar, and Dave Maddox did the drum and tambourine. So Ashley was like, well, you know, I think and we could actually do better and we could have more dancing from various things. So 4 years later, he came up with the idea of Son of Morrison. And how did the Atterbury people find out about things? Well, there was a woman named Janet Blunt who lived in the village. And she was born in like 1891. And then began collecting tunes and songs in her notebook, and also described not just the tunes and the songs, but the way the dancers danced. So this is The Happy Man, one of the song dances from the Atterbury North Oxfordshire tradition, noted by Janet from William Walton, the last of the old dancers in 1917. Miss Blunt says it was especially sung by old Solomon Lines. He was a noted singer, and his neighbors called him the Happy Man because of this song. And the musicians on this are the Atterbury Morris Men, James Pleister, who was the father of the gentleman I was talking about who did The Way of the Morris, John Tams on the melodeon, Phil Pickett on the curdle, and Michael Gregory on the tabor. Yes, tabor and pipes. And before that, what we played with the Morris on was the Morris Call, Green Sleeves, The Nutting Girl, and The Old Woman Tossed Up in a Blanket medley. And the reason why I played that last one is because it has Shepherd's Hay in it. And that was the first tune that James's son learned to dance, because it's one of the easier ones. It has less, practically no capers at all. It's a handkerchief dance, a Shepherd's Hay, and it's the first one that they start people out on. But this time, we're going to hear The Happy Man, and then we'll hear the postman's knock.
How happy is that man that's free from all care, that loves to make merry, that loves to make merry, or a drop of good beer. Thank you.
Every morning as true as the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Every morning as true as the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. What a wonderful man the postman is as he hastens from door to door. What medley of news his hands contain for high, low, rich and poor. In many a face he joy can trace, as many a grief he can see. When the door is open to his loud rap tap and his quick delivery. Every morning as true as the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Every morning as true as the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Number one he presents with news of her birth, with tidings of death. Number four, at 13 a bill of terrible length, he drops through a hole in the door. Now a check or an order for 15 he leaves, when 16 is presence to prove. While 17 doth an acknowledgement get, and 18 a letter of love. Every morning as true as the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Every morning as true as the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock.
So there we have it. Son of Morrison did not do as well as Morrison, and this despite the fact that there were other people there on the album, or perhaps it wasn't as fresh, though as I said, it did come out in 1976. It had a message on it, this record to be played loud. So I pumped up Postman's Knock there. And so what's happening now in England, you ask, especially since there's all this back and forth about Brexit. Are we really going forward with this? People want a redo of the election because the folks who championed it chickened out. Yes, they did. They just chickened out when they realized the economic implications of this and what it would mean for especially the people in the UK's not so far flung possessions, i.e. people just north of the border, people in Northern Ireland, all of which didn't support Britain leaving the EU. So to carry us over, we're going to hear a couple of pieces from Jim Moray, along with and Sam Carter and their band, The False Lights. Folk rock, but not that sort. We're starting off with a traditional shape note hymn that I'm sure many of you might be familiar with. And then we're going to a transportation ballad.
Value on the whole human race. I rebel, therefore, I exist.